CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring with curiosity and into the hills at cliffside, climbing over terrain that looks part rocky, as in big enough to bump into, and part, do we use the word sandy, Bob? Do they talk about sandiness on Mars?
These are sand dunes. There's no question of that. Yes, they're Martian sand dunes. They're not Earth dunes. They're Martian dunes, but they're sand dunes. Yes, absolutely.
And the one right in front of us has a nice line that's suggestive of the Sahara when the wind shapes a sand dune. Now, in the distance are cliffs and hills, rolling hills with unusual names. And this terrain where curiosity is headed, is this particularly challenging to curiosity or easy fly?
Well, let's give the background in so we understand what this image I've got on Behind the Black is about. Curiosity has been going through a pass between mountains, and that pass is their entrance into a valley called a canyon. It's almost a slot canyon called Geddes Vallis. And actually, Curiosity has been aiming for this canyon since day one, 10 years ago. This has been the number one goal, ultimate goal of the, not the final goal, but it's the number one primary geological feature that it's been aiming for since day one. And it's finally entering that canyon, and these are the first panoramas of that canyon you can actually see. And the buttes and mesas in view have all been given different names so that they can identify them and they know what they're talking about when they talk about them. And I've got this up on Behind the Black. You can see where Curiosity is. It's actually moved a little bit farther into the canyon since this panorama was taken. It's gone forward, I'd say, about 100 feet. This panorama, though, also includes a spot that's a zoomed-in close-up of some of the layers in one of those hills. Chanapua, I think, is how it's pronounced. This is a butte to the right. It's not a big butte. It's probably only goes up about, I'd say, 200 feet at the most. The biggest peak in the distance, Kukanan, this flat-topped mesa, is probably about 1,500 feet high. But they zoomed in on layering at the base of Chenapawa, if I'm pronouncing that right, this butte, because they wanted to get close to it, because this is a geological layer that's visible in many places on the flanks of, at the same elevation on the flanks of Mount Sharp. You know, basically, Mount Sharp is layered, but there's this one particular marker layer, they call it, that they find in many different places at the same elevation. And so they've been heading towards it, and this is their first close-up look at it from a distance, and I've got a picture of it. And as usual with Mars nowadays, it's pretty amazing the number of layers within layers and within layers. As for the route forward, Curiosity's gone over that ripple of sand, and it's worked its way to the right of the boulders and rocks you can see in front of it, and it's now moved into that canyon for the first time. And it's going to work its way to the east. Let's see, it's heading south, so that would be to the east. To the east of Chenapau, to circle around to get into Geddes Vallis. And the views can be spectacular from there on out, because it's out in the mountains. It's not on flat plains. It's in mountains, and they're all up close, John.
Insight. This is the lander that wasn't to move and met some unusual conditions in Martian soil, but it's still... it's still giving out information. What is it sent, Bob?
Well, this is taking the data that it already gathered, and what the scientists did is they looked at the seismometer data, and they did some computer modeling, and they were able to, from this, infer that there is no ice underneath InSight to somewhat a deep depth. This is a dry place where InSight sits. And that's not a surprise. It's almost at the equator. You don't find a lot of water in the equatorial regions. You don't find any on the surface, and you don't find any in the near surface that they've found so far. And so this just confirms.
InSight. And what am I looking at, Bob? It looks like somebody was sticking a small screwdriver into Mars.
These are possibly mud or lava volcanoes, very small, but that's a guess. We don't really know. There's a lot of them in the lowland plains of Mars. This is at about 30 degrees latitude where you start things start to dry out. It looks like water might have been involved in the process underground. We're not sure. It's one of the great mysteries of the lowland plains, John. It is also between 300 and 600 miles away from the variety of landing sites that Starship might land at, where they know there's a lot of water. So it's interesting from that perspective.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. Headed to Mars, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.